A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Nun Zayin, Barachas 57a, pagination, page 113. I'd like to catch up one statement from the previous page, so please join on page 112, which is Nun Vav Amud Beis 56b. Our topic is dreams, and the Gemara here goes through different examples of dreams that a person might have and what their symbolism might be. The previous daf, which was Yom Kippur's, which I just recorded at about 5:30 this morning, hopefully we'll send it out today for those who want to catch up that missing blot. We did on that blot the topic that interpretation of a dream is very significant, and that sometimes dreams can go in different directions depending on how they're interpreted. The Gemara is presenting different types of interpretations, generally favorable interpretations, and more than that, they're very, very insightful. And it would seem that even though anything can be interpreted however you want, there's a certain validity to a deeper interpretation. Give an example over here. Again, page 112, Nun Vav Amud Beis. In the wide lines of the page, it might be as much as 17 lines down. The beginning of the line is Be'er Mayim Chayim. Be'er Mayim Chayim. Drop into the middle of that line. Amar Rav Chanan said, Shalosh Shalomos Haim, there are three types of peace. If a person dreams of these three things, this is Shalom. This is peace. And there's a book, River, Kettle, and the Bird, based on this Gemara. Nahar, a river. Tzipar, a bird. Ukedera, and a pot, a kettle. And as is explained, that these are three different ways that people can relate to each other, benefiting from each other. A river brings together, by way of commerce, people who are upstream, people who are downstream, and they're able to exchange quid pro quo. You give me something, I'll give you something, 50-50, and we're doing great. A kettle is more sophisticated because you're not just trading. You're actually doing something greater than the sum of the parts. Until now, fire and water weren't able to join, but by use of a kettle, a fire is able to warm the water. You could have something greater than the two partners, fire and water. They could actually work together and produce something worthwhile. The highest level, which is truly the concept of marriage, is the tzipar, the bird, where during flight, the wings are beneficial, but the legs are theoretically a drain. When walking on land, the legs are a necessity, but the wings seem to be a drain. But when you realize that you're a partner, that you're one unit, you don't view those drains as drains, you just view them as part of the partnership. And that's the highest level, and a person who would dream of one of these three things, the Gemara quotes Psukim, that they represent Shalom, peace. He's coming to terms and appreciating his role in the relationship, but on a more sophisticated level, the symbolism here is awesome. It's an insight into same type of symbolism that we find in Perek Shira, where a specific item is representing a concept. It's a mashal. And once you have that mashal that Hashem created in creation, you could appreciate that message that much better. Take a look at today's daf, Brachas Nun Zayin 57a, pagination 113. The fifth line, just to give you a sampling of what goes on this blot. Ha'one yesh me rabba mevarach. If a person finds himself answering Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach in a dream, I don't know which shul he's in, makes no difference, But he's answering that famous refrain, which is that we wish that Hashem's presence would be noticed greater in this world. May his name be increased, may be great. We should notice it in our world. Muftach lo shu ben olam haba, he's assured that he has a portion in the world to come, because he's truly connecting with Hashem's mission, desire of mission for this world. Drop down towards the wide lines, three lines up, middle of the line. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba said, Harela chitim b'chalom, a person who sees wheat in a dream, Ra'a shalom, his destiny is peace. Shenemar, Hasam gevulech shalom, he places the boundaries as shalom chelev chitim yasbi'ech, satisfied with chitim, with wheat. Now, we could just read the text, but if you do your research, each one of these items that's being mentioned represents something in Jewish literature. Chitim in Perek Shira is associated with the pasuk Mima Makim Kirasicha Hashem, I call to you from the depths. What's the concept of chitim, wheat, relating to depths? So chitim, wheat, is representative of all the grains, because it's the highest. You make bread, the best type of bread. How does a wheat kernel go ahead and produce what it's supposed to produce? It has to deteriorate in the ground. One would think that the rotting process is bad, but in actuality, that's what produces the bountiful blessing. And the same is true of a person in life. That's the pasuk, Mima Makim Kirasicha Hashem. I call to you, Hashem, from the depths. Only you, Hashem, understand what the destiny is. To me, I'm down as down can be. But when the whole story emerges, it becomes apparent that when you thought you were down, that was only a step in the process to bring you to fruition. The story of Esther and the story of Purim is actually a very tame example of this, where Esther is in there and she doesn't know exactly why, and she's preparing for something, but it gets, there are examples that are even more pronounced, where it's actually the most terrible, awful thing, and that deterioration is precisely from which the greatness is going to come. So we're told, you see chitim, shalom is your destiny. Who do you say that to? To a person who's not sure that shalom is his destiny. But it is, and that's the symbolism of chitim. Continuing, haros se'orim b'chalom, if a person sees barley in a dream, saru avonosav, his sins have been removed. Shenema, there's a pasuk, v'sar avonech v'chatasech t'chupar, and that's associated with se'orim. Now, where does se'orim have to do with sin? So we know that se'orim, barley, is considered in Jewish literature food for animals. We're told that a sota brings a mincha of se'orim because she behaved like an animal. Her husband warned her not to hang out in certain places, and she's hanging out. So she brings, even if she's innocent, but that's the mincha that's brought because it's animal language, animal food. We find that Adam HaRishon, after first sin, was told, you're going to have to work for your living. And he wasn't sure what this all meant. He's going to have to work. His comment was, Ani v'chamar me'evus echad, am I and the donkey going to have to eat from the same trough? We're going to be eating together, me and him? And Hashem said, no, it's different. But that was the reaction, that se'orim is the food for animals, and it's deserving of a person who did sin. The pasuk here is saying that if you see se'orim in your dream, it's a good omen. Visar, it was removed, the sin. Now, one can ask on all of these, how do you know that it's that he has sin or he doesn't have sin? But the Gemara is very clear. If you see the se'orim, it means visar, the pasuk of visar, which means to remove. Samach Reish.
that's good, we're saying.
It's a good one. Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said, Analo Salkami Bovel Eretz Yisrael Ad Chazoi, I wasn't willing to travel from Bovel to uproot myself from Babylonia and go to Israel, land of Israel, until I saw Seorim barley in my dream, because it's a good omen that you don't have sin. And he didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael with sin, because we know that Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive. Vatoki ha'aretz, the earth can spit you out. So you don't want to do that.
Well, this dream clearly seems like applicable to people who are agricultural people. And we would not even know, many people would not even know how to differentiate wheat and barley.
When a person has a dream, even though the image is whatever it is, but there's a sense, like a prophetic sense of what it is. People will tell you, it's not just any fire engine. I know it was the fire engine of, or who was standing there. I know who it was. There's like a message that comes with the dream. So he knows it's barley. That's true. We might be, again, as I always say, you know, we're a little bit too urban for our own good. We don't know basic things. But that's... on this blot, we're running out of time, I'll just mention Rimon, the pomegranate, the fig, the date, are all on this blot as well. On the very bottom of the page, there's a fascinating one, Nachash, the snake. And just as the snake was told in a curse, Va'ofar tochal, you will eat dirt. So the Nachash of that curse was told that he's going to have his food always readily available. So we're told in this Gemara, if a person would see a nachash, you're not sure whether the snake is a good vision or a bad vision, the Gemara says that it's a good thing, that parnasaso mizumenes lo, his sustenance will always be ready for him, just as it was by the snake. By the snake it was a curse, but the Gemara is interpreting it here as a positive thing. Yashikoach, have a great day.